The Chris and Steph Podcast.
When there's a groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Speakers, cutting cane toads in half.
This is Steph's Super Sciencey segment.
And really groundbreaking research in the world of science. Now, as a mature adult, I won't giggle at this, I'm sure, as I share this story with you.
Thank goodness I'm here then.
The scientists have been working hard to uncover exactly how much the average person poops in their lifetime.
Oh, really? They've squashed the numbers, as it were.
Don't say squashed after everything.
They've crunched the numbers, as it were.
According to scientists, an average woman living with a life expectancy of 81 years old will create an astonishing 11,757 kilos worth of poop in their lifetime. That's the equivalent to around 3 adult male hippos.
If I knew this was the case, I'd get the grab from Jurassic Park of Jeff Goldblum going, that is one big pile of crap. I didn't have time to sort that out.
Well, Western males, however, you don't live as long.
But are we going more or less? That's what I want to know.
That's what I was really curious about as well. Well, an average male lives to the age of 76 years old in Western
civilization.
Countries,
yeah.
However, you produce less poop at approximately 11,030 kilos. that's a few smart cars. Yes. Anyway.
So if you're looking for an icebreaker with that Tinder date this weekend, guess how much you're going to poop in your lifetime? Really? Surprise,
surprise. Work out my age based on my poop.
Only question now is, back to your place or mine? Really? Far out.
In the space of just 1 year, do you want to know about your average stool production?
I don't, but I do.
You do. All right. Your average poop throughout the year will be about the equivalent to a adult panda at 145 kilos of the poop.
I'm going the same amount as a panda, or
no, the weight of a panda.
Okay, You're going to
poop out 145 kilos worth of poop this year alone.
I'm pooping out a panda. That's essentially what you're saying.
It's a lot of weight, isn't it? 145
that's a lot.
Kilos.
Yeah,
That's a lot.
Right. Okay. I'll cut back from my New Year's resolution this year. Only half a panda.
But I think you're better out than in. I always say.
Yeah. Don't hold it in. Sir, you've got a small panda inside of you. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Do you know your daily poopage?
Not really. No, it's starting to become a bit weird now, but all right, cool. Kick it home, Steph.
400 grams.
400 grams?
It works out to about 2.8 kilos a week.
Okay.
Don't worry, I read this story.
Great.
And it goes on to say like how most people don't understand like what a healthy poop should be. So then it went on to show you diagrams. I'm like,
don't.
What am I reading?
Is that why you were squirming on that side of the desk?
Why?
I'm like, what are you looking at over there? Okay, well, there you go.
Am I a type 4 or a type 6?
Thank you, scientists, for finally crunching the numbers to find out how much we're going in our lifetimes. There you go.
It's a lot to process.
It is, like, not just metaphorically, but physically it's a lot
to process.
The Complaints Hotline.
Yes, for a Monday morning, we love to complain. Get anything that's been bugging us off our chest. 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to do the same.
Look, it can be quite cathartic. It can be something really simple. It could just be someone pulling out in front of you in traffic. It could be maybe an experience you've had. Whatever it might be, it could be something in the workplace, or something with your partner, your best friend, your sister's, uncle's, cousin's, dog walker, whatever it might be, have a cathartic complaint.
Whoever or whatever. 13, 12, 16. I discovered this over the weekend into the backyard, and I realised during the rain that we've had, a bit of a storm that we've had, a branch has fallen off a tree and has subsequently crashed into the garage roof and has knocked a hole in it. So I've got out there, removed it, done a bit of sawing, done a bit of chopping, removed it. And I've realised at this point that I can now see clearly the fence line, because there's a lot of trees, there's a lot of shrubbery and stuff. And I look over the fence line and I can see that my neighbour has quite clearly been reaching over the fence, pruning back the stuff that's coming over their side. But not just, you know, at the fence line.
Yeah.
They've been stretching over and slowly pruning into my backyard. Not sure I'm cool with it, bro.
Unhappy.
Yeah.
Was the branch on your roof definitely from the weather?
Well, I did inspect it to see if there's any like saw marks beforehand, but no,
it
quite
does appear
clearly split from the trunk of the tree. But yeah, I noticed the neighbors sort of encroaching on my backyard to do pruning. I mean, cut it off at the fence line. That's fine.
Yeah.
But then on top of that too, this is a bit that gets me. Not getting rid of the branches that they've cut off, but just throwing them
leaving
over
it on
the
your
fence.
Side of the fence.
Like, here's your property, mate. You can take that back.
That'd be ropeable.
Thanks so much. So, yeah, that's what I'm kind of PO'd about at the moment.
I sense a passive-aggressive note coming.
Well, yes, I feel like that's coming. And then I walk into the backyard later on, and I can just, now I can clearly see them working in the backyard and doing stuff, and they're like, oh, hey, and I'm like,
hi, pruners.
Hi, how are you? You good? So there's my complaint. That's what I want to whinge about this morning. Do you have something, 13, 12, 16, something to get off your chest if you're angry, if you just need a cathartic complaint, let rip.
Maybe you're fed up with something. You've fed had up. Enough of it.
That's right, Dad. Maybe you're fed. That's a dad saying,
it is, isn't it?
Fed up.
I'm fed up with this.
I've had it up to here with the cricket team. 13, 12,
don't start
16.
Me. I don't want to hear any complaints around cricket, actually. 13, 12, 16, anything outside of cricket.
Chris and Steph to get you up.
The Complaints Hotline.
Yes, your chance to ring and whinge on 13, 12, 16. I spoke moments ago, Steph, about my next door neighbour reaching into my yard to do a bit of pruning of branches that were overhanging and then just leaving the branches tidily on my side of the fence in my yard.
Here you go. As you said, you're happy if she does the ones that are, you know, encroaching on her yard, but not your yard ones. Like, you might like your trees. You might like the thick shrubbery.
Could do. I mean, leave my yard as it is.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I want it that way.
Exactly.
I mean, you can cut off at the fence line, but then get rid of the branches. Like, don't then stretch over and try and dictate to me how to take care of my yard. Thanks very much.
Yep.
It didn't work for the bloke telling me how to mow my lawn that day. It's not going to work for you. Thanks very much.
I had
a guy walk across the street going, your yard needs a bit of a mow. And I'm like, sure does. See ya. Walk back inside. Like, don't tell me when to mow my yard. Thanks very much. All right. 13, 12, 16, Complaints Hotline. We are excluding anything today related to the Australian cricket team.
We have zero interest in it. Zero.
Not that we have zero interest. I just think that we're maybe not as qualified as other multimedia personalities.
I think I'm very qualified now after I've seen everything on Facebook. I get it that you're angry, that you're disappointed, that you're doing this. I just don't have any interest in entertaining your thoughts on it.
Well, 13, 12, 16. Who will we entertain? We'll entertain Quinn. Quinn's joining us. What would you like to complain about?
What's making me angry is I went out on the weekend, nice overcast day, didn't think anything of it, and I got sunburned beyond belief.
How do you get sunburned when it's overcast? Oh, you still can, but
because it's not the sun; it's the UV that comes through the clouds that still bites you in the bum.
Right. Okay.
On your bum? Were you naked too?
What were you
doing?
No.
Didn't get my bum.
Right. Okay.
But then I realised today that tomorrow I've actually got a skin check with my doctor, and it's like, oh, it's not going to go down too well.
It's like going to the dentist and not flossing. They're going to know.
Yeah, they're going to know.
Do you spend much time in the sun? No, not really. I'm really cautious. I always wear my 50-plus and, you know, slip, slop, slap. Oh,
ow.
What's this? Don't touch me.
I'm just peeling a little bit.
Yeah, I think they might pick up on the fact that you've been outside, unfortunately.
Well, Quinn's not the only one. I caught up with a friend yesterday and she was quite sunburnt. And I was like, how'd you get that? She's in Forbes or Parks or somewhere that sees real sun on the weekend.
You know what I reckon it is? It's everyone who's gone, oh, well, summer's over now. It's winter. I don't need to worry about slip, slop and slapping anymore. I can just, like, go back to not doing anything.
But Quinn was right. It's UV. Be careful.
And UV's there all the time. So even in winter, you should still be slip, slop and slapping.
Yeah, that's why I use a foundation that has, like, a nice 30-plus in it. Just FYI.
There's your recommendation.
And if I work outside, it's totally tax deductible. But right now I'm 13, 12, 16. I'm going to throw the question out there this morning. And look, I'm going to throw this out there in a couple of ways. I want to know your unique talents.
Unique talents.
If you've got something that you can do that no one else can do. Better still, if that talent has taken you to some kind of world record type attempt.
Oh, even a step further.
Yeah, like I want to know what is exclusive to you and only you. Now, this comes after a 9-year-old boy from Florida has broken the world record, the Guinness Book of Records, for clapping his hands the most times in 1 minute. So he managed to clap his hands 1,080 times in 1 minute.
1,080 times in a minute?
Is how What's,
do you have a per second on that?
No. Can you do the maths?
Nah. Didn't reach that far in school.
No. Like, that's, I don't know, a lot.
Well, just have a listen to him.
Hello, my name's 708. I'm going to try to break the record of speed clapping.
We're going to start. Just about on the mark. Hit set it and go.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hectic. That's like that hectic clapping.
And now to the helicopter.
Go.
There it goes.
Isn't that crazy?
That is a lot of clapping.
What I love is here's this 9-year-old who thinks I can clap fast. Hey, I bet I'm the world's fastest clapper. Because when you're a kid, you like to think,
I'm the best.
I want to race,
this,
so yeah. I must be the world's fastest runner. You
Absolutely.
Know? So I want to know, 13, 12, 16, do you have this unique talent, something that's exclusive to you? Better still, has it taken you to some kind of world record attempts? Has it taken you further in life? What's your unique talent?
Can I give you one quickly?
Yeah, I'd love to hear one
I
from
might
you.
Need that microphone too. Can you push me that?
Yeah.
Push me the third mic. So
I'm excited.
My unique talent is if I can... I'm going to drop the music bit out.
If you burp the alphabet, I won't be impressed.
Not burping the alphabet. I can make farty noises with my hands. Who else can do that with their hands? Can you do that?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. No, you can. No, I'm no longer unique.
I do little bottom burp sounds.
No, I'm no longer unique. No, you've taken my thunder and it's gone. 13, 12, 16, maybe you've got something. Maybe you have a very unique talent that no one else has. It can't be replicated within 3 seconds of asking someone else on air.
Oh, darling. Sorry, you're not the only one with farty hands.
It's going to make the Guinness World Records, and now not so much. 13.
Most farts with a hand in under a minute.
That's what I want on my gravestone. 13, 12, 16, what's your unique talent? That's what we want to know. Get up with Chris and Steph. What is your unique talent? What unique talent do you have?
This is because a 9-year-old boy has broken the world record for the most amount of claps in under a minute.
Do you want to hear him do it quickly?
Yeah, of course.
Here we go.
Go!
There he goes as he takes off into the atmosphere.
1,020 claps in 1 minute. And I love these stories. I love finding out how people realise that they had this, you know, unique talent.
Yeah, how did you stumble upon it? How did you find out?
And world record attempts, I think especially when you're a kid, you think that's like, well, I know especially through the 90s when you used to, on a Saturday night, watch, you know, Guinness Book of Records. You used to watch people break all the world records.
Wasn't that a show? That was a
Wasn't
great
it?
Show.
And so you used to always think, oh, could I do that? Could I do this? And, you know, always trying to break world records.
There's the bloke karate chopping 1,000 cinder blocks in a minute and stuff like that.
Can you try this at home, kids?
Okay. No, I don't have enough cinder blocks, sorry.
I like once tried to finger knit the world's longest finger knitting thing. I used like, it took me years. I think I used like dozens upon dozens of balls of yarn, like just finger knitting.
Yes.
It's not a world record that you can actually get.
But isn't that easy to lose your spot? Like if you, once you'd, you go, I've got to rest, I've got to sleep.
Yeah, put little ties in the end of it and everything.
Oh, you put little ties,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and then I was like, I'll turn it into the world's longest balloon string and tie balloons to the end of it and got my friend's mum to take photos for the newspaper.
That is wonderful. I like that.
But, you know, all these little things, these unique talents that we think we might have, I love for hearing about them.
Rachel's joining us. What's your unique talent, Rach?
I can make a three-leaf clover with my tongue.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah. What's a three...
It's
oh,
where you,
you
bend...
push it forward and then push it. Yes,
yeah.
I've seen that.
I can't do that. No.
It's like how people can roll their tongues, but there's like an extra bit in there.
An extra tongue bit.
Can I ask you an odd question? This is something that goes back to like what I learned in like year six about genetics. Can both your parents do that or either one of your parents do that?
I have no idea, to be honest.
You'll have to ask them.
Never really ask.
Because I think, like, I could be totally wrong, and I don't want to, like, any kids in the car thinking they're adopted after I say this. But, like, from, like, my sixth grade genetics, I was sure that you learnt that if both your parents couldn't roll their tongue.
Yeah, I remember something like
that. You can't roll your tongue.
Yeah.
So if, I mean, surely that goes to say that one of your parents must be able to three-leaf clover-fy their tongue.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a hereditary kind of thing
is
what you're getting at.
Yeah.
But what an awful way to find out that you're adopted. Well, mum can't do it. Dad can't do it either. Looks like I got a few questions to ask there. Oh, come on. You better learn how to make that three-leaf clover tongue pretty quick, because I'm getting a bit antsy about it. That's a good party trick, actually.
It is, isn't it?
The look at what I can do.
That's like my bubble one that I was telling you about last week.
Well, yeah,
I can blow bubbles off my tongue. Good party trick.
Gross party trick as well. Oh, this is a bubble party. Hang on a second. Where are they coming? Oh, my goodness.
No, you can step tongue. They're actually really cool. I'm going to see if I can do a video for you today with one.
Okay, good.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.